the Tigers in Seattle on Tuesday for a rare doubleheader, especially this late in the season. But since Seattle is in the playoffs and the seeding was needed, they had to play two yesterday. And Tigers fans were wishing they didn't after Seattle swept the two games, the Mariners winning 7-6 in Game 1 in 10 innings, and then 9-6 in the nightcap. Seattle's Abraham Toro had a home run and four RBIs in the second game. In the first game, Mariners catcher Luis Torrens got the win on the mound, a first in Seattle club history. The final Tigers game of the season is today at 4:10, a 3:50 pregame show on Newstalk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Elvis Andrews hit his third home run in the last four games. His three-run shot helped the White Sox to an 8-3 win over Minnesota. They close off their season also today at 4:10. And the Cincinnati Reds got a walk-off RBI from Spencer Steer in a 3-2 win over the Cubs. The two teams are set to close out their season again today at 4:10. Elsewhere in baseball, New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge is now the sole record holder for home runs by an American League player with 62. It happened last night in the Yankees' 3-2 loss to Texas, which passes the mark set by former Yankee Roger Maris. NHL preseason, it was an off day for Detroit and Chicago. The Red Wings are in Washington tonight to face the Capitals at 7 o'clock. In NBA preseason play, the New York Knicks beat the Detroit Pistons 117-96. Pistons' first-round draft pick Jaden Ivey had 16 points. Cade Cunningham had 7, each only played less than a half. The Chicago Bulls lost to the New Orleans Pelicans 129-125. DeMar DeRozan had 21 points in 23 minutes of game time. Nikola Vucevic had 15 points also in about 23 minutes. Tonight, Indiana is on the road at Charlotte at 7 o'clock. In junior college sports last night, the long-awaited regular season matchup between division-leading Lake Michigan College and Southwestern Michigan College in volleyball. And LMC is still leading the conference after a 3-0 win over the Roadrunners. Coming up today in women's soccer, St. Clair College is at Lake Michigan College at 2 o'clock. And in men's soccer, LMC is on the road at Fairhaven Baptist College in Chesterton, Indiana. That's at 4:30. High school sports, boys soccer, the first round of the SMAC Conference Tournament. Portage Central beat St. Joe 2-1. They'll now face Mattawan for the conference championship game on Thursday. This after the 4th-seeded Wildcats upset top-seeded Gull Lake 4-3. St. Joe will be at Gull Lake on Thursday in the conference third-place game. In volleyball last night, South Haven with a 3-0 win over Fenville, Constantine over Kalamazoo Heck at 3-0, and Comstock with a 3-0 win over Bangor. In girls' golf, the Division II regionals at Yankee Springs Golf Course in Wayland, Byron Center wins with a 3.45 combined score. Lakeshore finishes 4th, one shot better than 5th place St. Joe. For the rest of the scores from last night and the schedules for today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Wednesday, October 5th, I'm Dave Wolfe.